Hi, Carlos. My name is Paul. How's your day going so far? Hello?
Can you hear me? Hello?
Oh, I can hear you now. Thank you for calling back. So I did try to reach you before, but you mentioned earlier that that you had a different card that we could use.
Yeah, I already asked about that. They told me I had to wait like 6 or 8 hours.
Okay. But you have that card. We just can't use it right now. We can't schedule your client interview for right now anyway. Our last one started about 20 minutes ago. You know, the 6 o'clock hour is our last scheduled client interview. So let's look at tomorrow's client interview. We could do as early as 10 or as late as 6.
Make sure everything is clear, you know.
Okay.
I might want to call it in the morning again and see everything's right, you know, before, you know, we start again. So.
Okay. You know. So we are actually officially booked out at 6 o'clock, but we could do 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock if you wanted something late in the day. For your client interview, we could do, you know, I know you said 2 o'clock usually works out pretty good for you. We could do 2 o'clock or 4, 5, or 6. What would work better? I'm sorry. I can't do the 6 o'clock. We just filled that last slot. Actually I did
four?
About 20 minutes ago. So we could do 4 o'clock or 5.
Let's move 5.
5, okay. So your client interview is going to be scheduled at 5 o'clock tomorrow. If I am in between phone calls when they're ready to call you, I'll be on the call as well. Now, I think we've got everything set up. Oh, we never set up a security question. Now, this is for your protection. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they are with ANZ Wall Systems moving forward, we're going to ask for a security question to be answered. And this is important, anyone who calls you and tells you that they are with Google or with Local Splash, first of all, they'll need to know my name, which, of course, is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the question and the answer. So that's for your protection, especially once your website is posted and listed online. You may, in fact, get phone calls from people claiming even to be Local Splash. If it is not me, your first question should be, well, who did I sign up with? And they should be able to say, well, you signed up with Paul Gordon. And then also, what is the answer to my security question? If they can't answer that, if they say, well, they might say, give me just 1 second, let me pull it up. But if it takes more than 30 seconds for them to give you the answer to the security question, just say, please don't call me again. I don't believe you're with Local Splash. I did just want to mention that because, unfortunately, once we start listing your business on Google, you will, of course, get phone calls from customers. Unfortunately, you'll get calls from some other companies claiming to be Local Splash or Google, okay? Just politely decline if they can't answer the security question, especially if they're asking you for money. Keep in mind, our service is comprehensive. It's a flat rate of $2.99. We'll never ask you for another penny. So your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
Okay.
City you were born in or your first pet? Cat, dog, any kind of pet you had, your first one. Or the city you were born in. The city you were born in is a little easier to figure out, find out if someone really wanted to do their research. But I don't think anyone would be able to guess the first pet you ever had.
Okay.
Either one, though, is pretty secure.
Okay. Let's go to Mexico. I'm born in Mexico.
You were born in Mexico, the country or Mexico City? Yeah. The city?
Mexico City, yeah.
So what was the city in Mexico where you were born?
Let's go to Mexico City.
Okay. Alrighty. Yeah. I have to type it in twice, but you're all set here.
So that way, yeah, okay.
they're not gonna know that. But you need to remember it, okay? Keep in mind, that's the answer to your security question. So if you call us or if someone else calls us, I mean, it shouldn't be anybody but you, but even if you call us and say, hi, this is Carlos, here's my phone number, this is the name of my business, they may just say, okay, just to make sure we're speaking with the business owner. They are going to – that's weird. I typed it in wrong in both times. I have to fix that. I put Mexico. Oh, hit the I instead of the O. I'm going to fix that. Okay, got it. Anyway, it's actively updated in the system then. Mexico City. And then if you are okay with it, and like I said, we won't process it until I call you. I'll call you. Let's see. The client interview is scheduled for what did we say tomorrow? We scheduled it at 5 o'clock. How about I call you, you know, an hour or so prior to that, just to make sure that there's no questions or concerns. You did say that the card that you have and will give me now will be ready. They said that you have to wait one day, though, right?
Yeah.
That happens. It's part of what we experience on a regular basis. Let me go ahead and update that information now, and then that way we can get the client interview done at 5 o'clock tomorrow. But like I said, we will wait until the afternoon, like 4 o'clock, to process the payment, just to make sure everything's good, okay? On this one, is it a visa also?
Yeah, I mean, it's the same card. I mean, it's a card, same card.
Is it the same card? Okay, that's exactly what I thought. So it's the visa ending 3371, right?
Yeah. And they that say one. That it's already pending, like, not pending, like, it's already in process, you know, the payment.
It didn't get processed on our, it did not get processed on our end. It was pending, but it will fall off before the end of the day because we're no longer attempting to process that because we did get the error message that it wasn't accessible. I know that we were talking about the 299. You said there was 300 on there. I don't want to, you know, adjust the programming at all or take away any of the bells and whistles that are included in that $299. And I don't know if you can load that card with like $5 extra just to make sure that that we're able to process it tomorrow for $299. But if there are any issues or concerns, we can try to fix it on our end. But like I said, I don't want to change your package over a couple of dollars, right? So if they allow you to add a couple extra dollars to that, I don't know if you can do that or not. But we'll talk tomorrow, maybe around 3, something like that, 4. We'll give you a call before that 5 o'clock client interview to get things going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If not, if everything processes fine on our end, we'll call you like 5, 10, something like that, maybe 5:15 at the latest. Shouldn't be that late, though.
Okay, that's fine.
All right. I'm going to resend your calendar invite. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for client interview to be conducted in English, and it is going to be for that 5 o'clock time slot tomorrow, okay? I appreciate your patience again, and thanks again for calling in. I did leave a message for you. I was actually just about to try to call you again, but I'm so glad you called me first.
Okay.
All right. I appreciate you. We'll talk again tomorrow. We'll get everything going. I'm excited. I'm glad to get this going for you. All right. So if you have already photos, think about the photos you want us to add to your website, okay? If not, we can always add new photos down the line. So there's not like a huge urgency, but if you do already have photos that you want us to put on your website, start thinking about that. We'll ask you to email those photos to us when we do the client interview tomorrow.
All right.
I appreciate you. Real pleasure as always speaking with you. And thanks again for calling us back.
All right. You too. Thank you.
All right, Carlos. You take care. Bye-bye now.
Bye.